welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Praise God. Do I have a witness? Is God real? Is he real? Praise God. To God be the glory for the good things that he has done in our lives. And to God be the glory for the good things that he's doing right now. And to God be the glory for the good things he shall do by faith. I just want to say that I am proud to be here tonight. Whenever there is an opportunity, a kingdom-building opportunity, I thank God. Yes, sir. And to my friend, Reverend Craig Campbell, he is my friend. He's my friend. Now, he put a little pressure on me tonight, but the Lord is with me, and we're going to do what the Lord says so. But I want to thank all of you on Facebook for tuning in tonight. Deke, I want to thank you and everyone who's present tonight. Let's just give God a little praise right now. All over the house, give God a little praise right now. And you know, there's something about music. I'm a singer. I'm not going to sing tonight. But honey, I love the way you tickle those keys on the organ. And brother, I play a little drums too. So I was just grooving with y'all tonight. Amen. Amen. There's a word for the house tonight. There's a word for the house. I'd like you to turn to one of the poetry books, the book of Psalms. And Psalm 40, a psalm of David. And I'd like to read in your hearing just a few verses. I don't know what your tradition is, but I believe when we read God's word, we should stand. Amen? Amen. Psalm 40. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let us just bow our heads for a moment. Most gracious and wonderful God, loving God, kind God, Father, we thank you that you woke us up this morning and you let us see this day. You have given us another opportunity to give you honor, glory, and praise. And for that, Father God, we just say thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You allowed our moments to roll on. We have a reasonable portion of health and strength. And Lord, we're grateful. Father God, you have preached this word in my heart, my mind, my soul. Father God, I ask for a withdrawal right now. Father God, step inside of me. Father God, use my lips of clay for your honor and your glory. For this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Let those that love him and need him say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak for a few moments from this subject. What is your song in your night season? What is your song in your night season? And when I think of this sermonic theme, let me help you with a few definitions. When I speak of song, I'm speaking of utterances, lyrics that come out of your mouth. When I speak of night, I'm not speaking of when God's sun sets and the moon covers the skies and the skies are dark. I'm not talking about physical night, but I'm talking about a dark place. I'm talking about a night when things, when you feel lonely, when you feel like giving up. And for season, I simply mean a moment in time. Right. It could be a day. It could be a week. It could be a month. It could be years, and hopefully not a lifetime. So I want to speak to you this morning from this subject, this evening, this revival. What are the words that you utter? What are your lyrics? What is the song that you sing? What is personal to you when you find yourself in a dark moment? When you find yourself in a dark season? When you find yourself where you're asking, Lord, where are you? Lord, why don't you answer me? Lord, I'm calling on you. Lord, I need you right now. And you don't seem to be responding to me. It can put you in a night season. Oh, is somebody praying with me?
Yes, sir.
When I think about in March, COVID-19 hit us all. And I don't know about you. I don't know your life story. I don't know your context. But we call it a new normal. But COVID-19 has affected all of us in so many diverse ways.
Yes,
I've lost family to COVID-19. I've had some that's been infected by COVID-19. And just how people's lives have been changed, I contend and want to argue it'll put you in a night season.
All right.
When I think about Black Lives Matter,
yes, sir.
Good God Almighty, when I think about Black Lives Matter, and they matter in spite of all lives matter. Because all lives can't matter if Black lives don't matter.
Yes, sir.
And when I think about
the
injustices in our legal systems, when I think about the injustices to Black people, it can put you in a night season.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but we all read the news. It's hard for me to fathom on the West Coast. Millions of acres of land have been consumed by fire. People have lost their homes, their jobs. People have died. It's hard for me to fathom that. And lives have been changed. Even when we drill down and look here in Philadelphia, the homicide rate, over 350 people have lost their lives this year. It can put you in a dark place. It can put you in what I call a night season.
Yes, sir.
Pray with me for a little bit. In his book, Dark Nights of the Soul, A Guide to Finding Your Way Through Life's Ordeals, Thomas More argues, every human life is made up of light and dark, the happy and the sad, the sweets and the bitters, the highs and the lows. And how we think about this rhythm of moods determines how we feel about life.
Yes, sir.
He further argues that all our lives are filled with emotional tunnels, illness, old age, sickness, the loss of a job. It's filled with these rhythms, and how we react to these rhythms can put us in a dark place. Martin Luther King said, good God Almighty, the marvelous light of God can dispel all darkness. But my Bible tells me weeping may endure for a night.
Yes, sir, that's it.
But the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, sir.
Just knowing Jesus can make everything all right.
Yes, sir.
Because when you are locked up with Jesus, when you are hand in hand with Jesus, doesn't matter what come, what will, or what may, he can bring you out of your dark place.
Yes,
oh, is anybody listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we look at the text, Good God Almighty. David in our text is in a night season. Many believe that David wrote this psalm, Brother Craig, right before he wrote his last psalm, the 23rd psalm. Mm-hmm. And David is saying in this 40th psalm, my brothers and sisters, he says, I am in a depressed state. I'm in a lonely state. And we don't know what it was. Some say, could it have been when Absalom, his son, his third son, deceived him and tried to take over the throne? Could it have been when Saul, he was running for his life as a fugitive, and Saul was trying to capture him and kill him? We don't know what it was. But what David is saying is, when I'm in my night season, when I'm in my dark place, I've got a rewind moment. I remember where the Lord has brought me from and brought me through. You see, he has a KYW rewind moment. And David says, when I find myself in a depressed state, when I find myself lonely, when I find myself about to give up and throw in the towel, David says, listen, I waited and waited and waited on the Lord. And finally, he turned to me and heard my cry. That's a word for somebody. Oh, that's a word for somebody. David says, I waited. If you look at the translation from the contemporary Bible by U.G. Peterson, it says, I waited. I waited. I waited. I waited. I waited on the Lord. And finally, he inclined me. He turned to me, and he heard my cry. Is there anybody here that had to cry to the Lord in the midnight hour? Oh, can I get a witness up in here? Is anybody knows that when you wait on the Lord, he may not come when you want him, but he's an on-time God. It is not your will, but his will be done in your life. Let me help you with this. When you pray, you pray for God to answer. When you pray, you're waiting in expectation. When you pray, you're waiting in faith, because faith nourishes your hope. You hope with expectation. But faith says, I believe there's a God. Faith says, I know he'll work this out. Faith says, I believe in his promises. I waited and waited on the Lord. And finally, he turned to me and heard my cry. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that bothers me when you have these Christians that are always complaining. Brother Craig, you probably don't have none here. Ain't none here. But some of those Christians that always love to have a woe is me party. Lord, why didn't you come and take care of my need? Lord, I was waiting on you. Lord, if you had been here. Lord, if you had done it. But let me help you. Let me help you. When God sees your problem, when God allows your situation, God has a plan for your breakthrough. All right. Nobody got that.
All right.
When God allows you to be involved in a low moment, a depressed moment, God has a plan for your miracle. God has a plan for your deliverance. And all you've got to do is pray in the good times. What did Paul say in Ephesians 6:18? Pray in the good times. Pray all the time. Pray in all situations. Just pray, pray, pray. Listen, when prayer becomes a habit, listen to me. When prayer becomes a habit, miracles become a lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't get that.
Yes, sir.
When you bend your knees and call on Almighty God early in the morning, in the noonday, late at night, in all situations, the Bible says your breakthrough, your miracle becomes a lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
What am I really saying?
Yes, sir.
It means when you have a little talk with Jesus and you tell him about your troubles. See, David is telling you and I right now, when you wait on the Lord, you wait in prayer and in expectation for him to do his will in your life. I waited on the Lord patiently. He turned to me. He heard my cry. Good God Almighty. He heard my cry. Good God Almighty. He heard my cry. He heard my moans. He heard me. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He heard me. But then look what David said. He brought me up out of a pit. He brought me up out of the pit and placed my feet on solid ground. He brought me up out of my dark place. He brought me up from the Greek, it says, the pit of Sheol, the pit of eternal darkness. He brought me up out of a pit where I was just sinking. In other words, he picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. In other words, I was slipping and sliding. I was walking through doors I should not have walked through. I was letting things utter come out of my mouth that shouldn't come out of my mouth. But once I met Jesus, once I accepted him as my Savior, he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. In other words, he gave me a new attitude. He gave me a new reason for living. Oh, do I have a witness here? Do I have a witness here? And listen to what David says. I waited. I prayed. He heard me. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. And now he steadied me as I go. He steadied me as I go. I don't fall to the left. I don't fall to the right. But I got my eye on the prize. He steadies me as I go.
Yes,
somebody put it this way. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust a sweeter frame, but I'm going to lean. I'm going to trust. I'm going to hope. I'm going to expect in Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
In your dark season, pray, wait, listen for the Lord to speak to you. He'll pick you up, put you on solid ground, and he'll give you a reason to go on. But listen to what David says. He has given me a new song. He has given me a hymn of praise. One of the greatest experiences I've had in my life. At 5 years old, I met my great grandmother. She was 106. She was a freed slave.
All right.
And I only remember being in her presence maybe 3 or 4 minutes. Big, stout woman. In a rocking chair on the back porch of the old home house in Red Point, South Carolina. And her daughter, my grandmother, lived to be 101. I remember the stories they told me. How great-grandmama worked in the cotton fields and in the corn fields and in the low country of South Carolina. I remember how grandmama would tell me that they worked 5.5 days a week. But on Saturday night, they got ready for church. And on Sunday morning, they went to church. And Grandmama used to tell me they had a song that they sang, a song of hope, a song of praise. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they had a song of inspiration. Plenty good room. Plenty good room in my Father's kingdom.
Yes, sir.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes and I'm going to walk. I'm going to strut. I'm going to bop. I'm going to swing all over God's heaven. Oh, Grandmama, they had a song. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s with my Big Bush and with my Daishiki and Black Power. But we had a song. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. In 2008, they told him, listen, your time is not yet. Your time is not here. Wait another 4 years. But in his book, The Audacity of Faith, Barack said, oh no, I've got a song. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we will. John Lewis, the conscience of Congress. For 70 years, John Lewis sang a song. Injustice anywhere, denied anywhere, is injustice denied everywhere. John Lewis said, oh, when you see a problem, get involved. When you see a problem, make it happen. Get in trouble. Get in good trouble. And what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is when God has brought you through some trials and tribulations, when God has blessed you, you ought to have a song. You ought to, David says, I've got a new song and I've got a new hymn. And what David is saying is, when I was waiting on the Lord, I sang, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. David said, when I was waiting on the Lord, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. But now that he's raised me up, now that he's steadied my feet, I've got a song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And I don't know what your song is. I don't know what God has done for you. But let me tell you something. I've got a song. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No nights are so dark that his love is not with me. No, not one. No, not one. But here's my part. Jesus knows all about my troubles. He will guide me until my day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. But you know something? David said he's given me a new song, a hymn of praise. But I come by to tell you, when God has done something for you and he's brought you through the ugly parts of your life, you ought to have a psalm of praise. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, for his love endure forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy lasts forever. Oh, you've got to have a psalm of praise. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I got any Bible readers in here? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. But let me tell you what my psalm of praise is. God is. God is. God is. You can fill in the blanks. God is my hope. God is my joy. God is my happiness. God is my provider. God is my keeper. God is my refuge and my strength. He's my present help in my time of trouble. God is my Jehovah Jireh. God is my Jehovah Nissi. God is my Jehovah Shalom. God is my Jehovah Shammah. God is my Jehovah El Shaddai. God is. Anybody got a God is testimony? God is my hope for all my tomorrows. But then listen to that third verse. David says, now, listen, church, now I waited patiently. I prayed. He brought me out of my pit, out of my sorrow. He placed my feet on solid ground. He gave me a hymn, a new song. But listen what David says. Now, those that gave up on me, those that thought I was done, they will come to fear the Lord because I've got a testimony. David says, when I look back over my life, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. See, David has a Paul Jones testimony. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some dreary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, my good days, oh, I don't have a witness in here. My good days, all of my good days outlast my bad days, and I won't complain. Why won't you complain, Paul Jones? Because God has been good to me. My brothers and sisters, keep the faith. When you're in your dark season, when you're in your night season, stay with Jesus. When you're in your night season, have faith for every situation. Give him praise in every situation from a God who loves you. Keep a song in your night season. Keep a praise in your night season. Keep a testimony in your night season. Let us stand.
Come on, put your hands together. As she sings, I'm going to extend the invitation to discipleship in our night seasons. The preachers say when prayer becomes what? A habit? Miracles become a lifestyle. That's in your night season. That's when you got a song in your heart. That's when you know that you've been through and what you've been through, and it's not because of you, it's because what God has done in your life. And sometimes we have to go backwards in order for us to go forward. That's why God takes us in these low places in our lives to strengthen us. So we're grateful for the word of God that went forth tonight. But we don't want to think it's not robbery for somebody that was listening to what they heard. We want to make sure that you understand that salvation is still a free gift. And if you're listening to my voice right now, all you have to do is just admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you need Jesus Christ as Lord in your life. Admit that you've been trying everything else. All the so-called people that have tried to encourage you along the way, but nobody mentioned Jesus saved. So if you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, all you have to do is just confess it right now. As she sings,
God is.
Oh, yes, God is.
God is my all.
Yes, he is.
And all.
Sing, my sister. Sing. Yes.
Don't you know that God is the joy and the strength of my life?
Oh, yes.
He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me, never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way.
Yes, God.
Keep my life clean every day, because I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. God is.
Yes, take it up.
God is my all.
Yes, he is. How many know he is? Oh, yes.
All.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he is. Oh, God. God is my all. He can do everything.
He can do anything.
He can change anything.
Yes, he can.
He can fix anyone.
Amen, amen. Thank you once again for those that you have been with us all 3 days, all 3 nights. Thank you, God, as we anticipate now the highlight coming the first week in October is our great church anniversary, 54 years. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you for our preacher, Reverend Dr. John Dawkins. Do you want fries with that tonight? Do you want fries with that tonight? Amen. Thank you, my brother. You know I love you. Thank you for the sacrifice that people have made. Thank you, Minister of Music, for being here consistently with us for all 3 nights in our praise and worship. Thank you to the church. Thank you to our chairman. Thank you to all that have taken active part in helping us. Revival is what we needed. We needed to disrobe ourselves, come out of our houses, lay prostrate before the Lord and ask him to help us. The first night we had Precious Mind, she says, held in a hard place. Last night we had Faith in a Strange Place. And tonight we had, you better make sure you got a song for the season. You better make sure that you know your weapons of your warfare. You better make sure that we can look to him, the great author and the finisher of our faith. Stand on your feet as we say our benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you, Father, once again. Thank you for the peace of God. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you, God, for the promise, God. Thank you for victory tonight. We can leave here not the same way we came in. God, we bless you. We serve you. In Jesus' name, sing, my sister. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen.
God is my